This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Merrill Matthews was in my radio studio recently to make the case that the axis of evil is now bigger, bolder, and more evil than 20 years ago. Back in 2002, President George W. Bush identified three countries during the State of the Union address that he designated as the axis of evil. Those countries were Iraq, Iran, and North Korea. Merrill Matthews suggested that we now identify the countries that should be listed as part of the axis of evil. 20 years ago, these three countries were relatively small failed states. His current list of countries is composed of countries that are much stronger and more dangerous. China, for example, is the world's second largest economy and brings numerous financial and industrial resources to the network. Both China and Russia have huge natural resources. And if you look at those countries, along with other countries aligned with one or both, we're talking about a landmass that includes most of Asia, and their proximity to each other allows them to expand trade and even allows the movement of banned or sanctioned products like weapons and drugs. Not only do these countries have stronger economies, but they also are dedicated to expanding their territory. Neither Russia nor China are content with their borders. Russia is expanding through war, in the case of Ukraine. China is threatening aggression, in the case of Taiwan. China has already absorbed Hong Kong and is now plotting how it will be able to take Taiwan. They've also built islands in the South China Sea that can be forward military bases, and it's worth mentioning that China has the largest army in the world and the largest navy in the world. 20 years ago, the axis of evil was dangerous. Today, our world is more dangerous than ever before. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Socialism, go to viewpoints.info/socialism. That's viewpoints.info/socialism.